For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. WKU Public Broadcasting will launch the David Brinkley Student Employment Fellowship Program this fall to provide scholarship funds to employ WKU students who are on the autism spectrum. Dr. Jane Therfield Brown is an assistant clinical professor at Yale Medical School and a leading expert in guiding students with ASD through the college experience. Dr. Brown, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Barbara.
In a nutshell, help us understand what we're talking about when we talk about the autism spectrum.
It's a difficult thing to define, Barbara, mainly because the spectrum is literally that, a spectrum. You can get people that are very mildly affected by their autism, and they might have symptoms that may seem a little bit quirky. And you can get people that are very impacted by their autism, and they may be nonverbal, they may have an intellectual disability, and they may have a lot of symptoms that are very difficult to control. Basically, autism is a neurobiological disorder that affects communication and restrictive repetitive behaviors.
Diagnosed as early as 2 years, but most are diagnosed not until they're 4 years old?
Often you do see symptoms, especially in those folks who are severe, at an early age. But many people get diagnosed much later in life.
Which brings us to your work and your research, which has focused on the college experience for students with autism. It can be really challenging.
It really is. And there was some research done long ago that said that the American college campus is one of the most social places in this country. And because of the social nature of college campuses, sometimes, for some people with autism, that environment is incredibly challenging. So a lot of what we do is help students to acclimate to that social environment of the residence halls and the dining halls and classrooms and lots of shared spaces, and try to make sure that we can make some more solitary spaces where students can gather themselves.
The broader college campus, how do you educate them to interact with those who might be on the spectrum?
Lots and lots of time. And lots of folks on the spectrum helping us to interact with the college community so that they can see, oh, and here's someone on the spectrum, and my class is going just the way it always goes. And maybe I made a few adjustments, and that helped everyone in class, not just that person on the spectrum. And maybe everyone in a residence hall finds out that one of their fellow students has autism, and they tend to maybe leave some of the lights lower because bright lights and sensory issues can really bother folks on the spectrum. We're way beyond awareness. What we're looking for is acceptance.
We're also changing our focus on workforce development.
Because up to now, about 80% of our college graduates on the autism spectrum have been unemployed after they graduate. And we're trying very hard to change that number. I was fortunate to be involved at Drexel University. That was a summit on autism at work with a lot of companies from the Northeast. And what they were really saying is, colleges help us prepare students for the world of work even more, not just academically, but all those other skills that folks need. Help us give exposure so that this population can be ready, because many of these corporations are waiting for folks on the spectrum to be part of their company.
Dr. Jane Therfield Brown, a leading expert in guiding students with autism spectrum disorder through the college experience. She's an assistant clinical professor at the Yale Child Study Center within Yale Medical School and directs College Autism Spectrum, an independent organization that assists students with autism and their families. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.